At the Day Labor Center in Centralville, Virginia, Felix Sato from Guatemala is waiting for a day job. At 34, Felix has been living in America for 7 years and can only speak very limited English.
Bueno, mayormente, por ejemplo, en nuestro país, pues,
Well, most of the people from my country are here because we want to support our families, to contribute for food, clothing, education, let's say anything the family needs.
He uses social media to communicate with his parents, wife, and 2 children.
The plan that I have is to go back because every day I miss my family more and more.
Molly Madera Santiago has the Centralville Day Labor Center, which strives to protect day laborers, many of whom are vulnerable because they're undocumented.
Because they're immigrants and they're more easily exploited. So we exist to make sure that that doesn't happen. Workers here are typically paid at least $12 an hour for any job that they do.
Salvador Semiero is the representative at the National Day Labor Organizing Network. He says there is a major issue of wage theft in the U.S., especially for day laborers. Yet, even as undocumented immigrants, he says, they have the right to fair compensation.
The law is very clear. The constitutional protections for all workers, whether they're undocumented or documented, whether they're immigrant or citizens.
The staff at a day labor center establish profiles and match employers and day laborers. In addition to helping find work for those who want it, the Day Labor Center also provides free classes. English lessons and home renovation courses are the most popular. Felix and his friend are employed today by Austin Nakosala, who needs help with leaf removal in his backyard.
I thank God I got the opportunity to be in this country. Even though you suffer a lot when you come here, I'm thankful that we are here and we're well. I thank very much the people that opened this center because it's very important for us.
Felix has a dream that one day he can make enough money to go home and see his family. Lin Yang for Enming Liu, VOA News, Centralville, Virginia.